Hello, hello. Welcome back. It is Musish. I'm your host, Cron Fused, aka Zigzag Stardust, and my goodness, it has been a while. Still is not a live show. This is a recorded in my home show, but I am back in my home. For those of you that didn't know, don't know me, had a little flood. Well, a big old flood situation happened in our apartment, our dwelling, our domicile, and we were out of it for a while. Super sad, super many things to deal with, but after about 2 months, we are back, and I am settled enough to bring you something new, and I am so excited that it is during Black History Month, so I'm able to highlight and kind of give my show and my teeny tiny itty bitty little platform over to some much more talented and noteworthy folks than myself. As is now tradition, because it's 2 years in a row, I'm not going to do much talking on this episode. Going to give it up right away to these Black voices. Starting with Ebon Empress, local heavyweight in the jazz and hip-hop scene. I believe she's a bass player, poet, hip-hop artist, vocalist. You'll hear her performing her song Trying to Live from a live performance here in Vancouver. We also have Joy doing their song The Black Notebook, an excellent jazz spoken word hybrid. Then off of her newest album, JP5000, we've got Movie Screen. If you're a regular listener of this show, you'll know that we fully are obsessed with Jungle Pussy. She is a dynamo, a fashion icon, a hip-hop pioneer of a new era, and we adore her to bits. Another person we adore to bits is Lizzo, who will be coming up right after Jungle Pussy with Water Me, and then we'll hear from her talking to us about the power of twerking. Then I'll maybe pop back in to let you know a bit more about who we have after Lizzo speaks a little bit. But other than that, I want you to remember that Black history exists outside of February. It is continuing to be made every day, and it is happening in this city, this unceded land that I happen to occupy, which is the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I don't know where you're listening to this from, but I definitely would suggest to check it out, not just on the first page of Google, but maybe with some local indigenous people you may know, maybe should get to know. You never know. And just remember that there's organizations that you could definitely donate to as well. Like Give Back to Black here in Vancouver is a very good one. They're trying to give Black people living here and affected every day by institutionalized and systemic racism what they're owed. There's also the Black Indigenous Therapy and Self-Care Funds. All of those you can do a quick little Instagram search and you'll find those. And I'll also do my best to link in the description of this show. So without further ado, I'm gonna take myself off of this little rambling moment and get right into elevating these beautiful Black voices and ideas, starting with Ebon Empress, Trying to Live, here on Musish on 101.9 CITR Discorder Radio.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Just another black notebook is my soul, my power, my sense of control. It holds my deepest feelings, traps my every tear. It knows my every flaw and knows my deepest fear. My black notebook is me, it's what sets me free. It knows who I love, who I hate, the ones that cause my heart to break. So I open it to you, welcome you to my true self, what no one gets to see. Inspired by the lyrics of John Mayer and India Arie, I'll show you pieces of my heart with every lyric, every hook. Every track is another page of my black notebook.
Now, Mr. Dude, I always had to lift the mood. I got baggage too, but look what I produce. Promoting vegetables? Miss me with the bowl. Let me wind down on a noodle, logically roll a noodle. Moody boy loud consumer, lock him out my heart forever. Pocket all of mama Zuma, mama still ain't raising fools. Kicking this hubris, busting my new superhero move. Roti for all your fancy tools. Trying to copy, watching me with your espionage. Nostradamus, not a novice, how I prophesy. Don't give me side eye as I shape shift. Some bitch off rip, interior raw softness. Can't offer this long legged awesomeness to y'all ordinary tuna fish officers. I'm off it, sis. We all awkward off the social experiment. We not talking over jealousy is evident. We the target in the key and they understand. Keeping you mad at me is such an easy plan. They always say if I was you, I would do it like this. And I would zip them lips. Who asked you? Muzzle it. Next time I need an expert, I know who not. Internally, I'm guiding a line in my force within. The source within externalized, lie often. Divine, remind you in these moments, you be offspring. Divide the lines between your truth and thoughts, they offspring. At all costs, don't be nervous, let them birds sing. Let your balls hang and your breast swing. You see where I've been? Been had wings, Phoenix tings. Call me for the remix scene. Been asking you to shut up, watch me do my thing. All eyes on me. Movie screen.
ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Oh my God! I'm so excited! This is the first time I've seen people since March 2020. Hi! Hi, people! I've had a lot of accomplishments, but this is a dream come true right now. I know. So make some noise for the dress. And now the back of the dress. Can we get booty cam, please? Booty cam. If you follow me on social media, you've probably seen my hiney before. It's no secret. But you know, I used to hate my ass. Believe it or not, I have my father's shape and my mother's size, so it's big and long. I used to think that only asses like J-Lo's or Beyonce's could be famous. I never thought that could happen to me. I always felt like my body type wasn't the right one or the desirable one growing up. Because I grew up in an era where having a big ass wasn't mainstream. I grew up watching movies where women were like, does my ass look fat in this? Like it was a bad thing. I felt like the ass odds were against me, but baby, this badonkadonk-donk was going places. My ass has been the topic of conversation. My ass has been in magazines. Rihanna gave my ass a standing ovation. Yes, my booty, my least favorite part of my body. How did this happen? Twerking. Through the movement of twerking, I discovered my ass is my greatest asset. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ted Twerk. I'm gonna take my shoes off. Is that okay with y'all? So, the first time I saw twerking in person was at a teen club called the Z in Houston, Texas. Hey, shout out Houston. We got some Houstonians here. There, I saw a bunch of girls my age shaking their booty to New Orleans Bounce, and I was like, how are they doing that? It was incredible to me. Thanks to my Caribbean besties, Peaches and Jalene, and thanks to Master P, whoop, whoop, I found the rhythm. The better I got, the more I fell in love with what I had, because damn, my ass could do magic. Finally, I could twerk, but twerking did not begin with me. Believe it or not. I know you think I invented twerking, I didn't. I want you to know where twerking came from. I think everyone should know where everything comes from. You should know where your food and water come from. You should know where your clothes come from. It's important to me to keep the origin story of twerking alive. So here's some farm to table for that ass. So funny. Modern-day twerking derived from black people and black culture. It has a direct parallel to West African dances like Mapuka. Traditionally, Mapuka was a dance for West African women to be used as a celebration of joy, religious worship, or a dance to do at a wedding to show you were DTF or DTM. Down to Mary, down to Mary. Get your mind out the gutter. Black women carried these dances across the transatlantic slave trade to the ring shout in what became the Black American church, into the hips of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith when they sang the blues, into the bounce of Josephine Baker's banana dance, from jazz dance to jitterbug, from shake your tail feather to shake your thing to that thing thangin'. Black people carried the origins of this dance through our DNA, through our blood, through our bones. We made twerking the global cultural phenomenon it has become today. Now, as a big Black woman who has ass, who can twerk, and who's been doing it her whole life, I kind of think I'm an expert on the subject. I want to add to the classical etymology of this dance, because it matters. Black people will not be erased from the creation, the history, and the innovation of twerking. Thank you. From TikTok trends to songs and humor, we see so much erasure of what Black people have created. So I want to do everything in my power to prevent the erasure of Blackness from twerking. Twerking is a Black American communal collaboration born of Black Southern culture. From DJ Jubilee and Cash Money Records in New Orleans, to Lil Jon and the Yin Yang Twins in Atlanta, to Uncle Luke in Miami, twerking was alive and well in nearly every Black club in the South. But it would take years after these songs were released for twerking to finally become mainstream. I got a test for y'all. Uh-oh, 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 oh no, no. You know that one? Hold up. Y'all ain't see it. Uh-oh, uh-oh, oh no, no. The uh-oh dance. Beyonce called it that because she was trying to warn us. Because of Destiny's Child, Bootylicious is in the dictionary. And because of Beyonce's 2003 music video for her single Crazy in Love, the world was introduced to the uh-oh dance. That was the first time I'd ever seen a pop star do something like that, and I wanted to be just like her. Beyonce gave me permission to be myself, to be Bootylicious, because she could shake ass and still be seen as classy in the eyes of America. And that was hard to do. When I moved from Houston to Minneapolis in the early 2010s, I hadn't seen twerking in a while until Big Freedia's tour came to town. Now, Big Freedia performs bounce music with the voice of a preacher and the body of a bad bitch. If you can imagine, it's incredible. Big Freedia has a moment in her shows where she will call people on stage to twerk. And she chose me from the audience to battle another person. And I remember being like, oh my God, I miss this so much. When I was up there, I thought to myself, not only am I shaking ass, but I'm winning. And besides Big Freedia, I'm the best twerker in the building. And just like that, I was reintroduced to twerking. When I started to perform my solo music, I began incorporating twerking into my performances, and people would go crazy. I performed for mainly indie audiences, so they didn't know what the fuck was happening, and I liked it that way. Twerking made me feel empowered. It was my secret language. My sauce. Little did I know that a couple years later, Miley Cyrus would perform what seemed like the twerk heard around the world. Y'all remember that. In 2013, within a month of each other, I released my debut project, Lizzo Bangers, and Miley Cyrus released her project, Bangers. That same year, Miley released a single, We Can't Stop, and she was twerking in the video. I remember being like, this is crazy. Hannah Montana twerking all over the place. A couple months later, she performed with Robin Thicke on the VMAs, and that night, seemingly overnight, twerking went mainstream. The media described twerking as, I quote, disturbing and disgusting. Critics blasted twerking as something that was exploiting and over-sexualizing young women. Once mainstream, twerking was misunderstood and taken out of context. It was bittersweet. For one, I wish that a Black woman could have popularized twerking in the mainstream. But on the other end, twerking going mainstream played a role in the rise of my profile and my career. Listen, everything that Black people create, from fashion to music to the way we talk, is co-opted, appropriated, and taken by pop culture. For this reason, optimism can be an allusion to the experience of Black people in America. In this TED Talk, I'm not trying to gatekeep, but I'm definitely trying to let you know who built the damn gate. The fact that I can make a stake in the reclamation of black things and black culture makes me very optimistic. To be on stage at the premier conference for the experts in their field, talking about twerking and stating my facts makes me optimistic. The best thing I can do is be loud and take ownership. Because for me, twerking is a pearl of optimism. It's a form of self-expression, freedom, confidence. Twerking is not just something I do to music. It's extremely useful. It manifests in my life in ways that I need more joy. In the mornings, twerking leads me to stretching and taking care of my body. I bend over and I isolate my cheeks. I'm in downward dog. Namaste. Sometimes I put on a song and I shake ass and immediately I'm in love with myself. And not just self-love. I mean like, okay, Lizzo, what's your number? I would do me. But it's not just sexual. It's not. Twerking is a deep, soulful, spiritual practice. It's hip opening. It's empowering. When performed as the Mapuka, it's said to connect you to God. It's sacred. And now we're practicing that on mainstream stages. We're practicing that at home. And it's contributing to the liberation of women and people around the world. Twerking is good for humanity. 40 years ago, when black and brown people in New York invented breakdancing, it was villainized. Mainstream media weaponized breakdancing by connecting it to gang activity and violence. As an art form and subculture, it wasn't taken seriously. Fast forward to today, breakdancing is now an Olympic sport. What will be the future of twerking? Russian ballet dancers are twerking. Have you seen it? They be like this. Y'all think I'm playing. They out there like, doo 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 doo. Can we clear Tchaikovsky? Will we see twerking as an Olympic sport one day? And will black people still be part of it? I'm proud to be a twerk pioneer. I'm grateful for the asses that came before me. All hail Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, from Betty Boop to Buffy the Body. When I shake this ass, I do it for the culture, not the vulture. For me, twerking ain't a trend. My body is not a trend. I twerk for the strippers, for the video vixens, for the church ladies who shout, for the sex workers. I twerk because black women are undeniable. I twerk for my ancestors, for sexual liberation, for my bitches, hey girl. Because I can, because I know I look good. I twerk because it's unique to the black experience. It's unique to my culture and it means something real to me. I twerk because I'm talented. Because I'm sexual, but not to be sexualized. I twerk to own my power, to reclaim my blackness, my culture. I twerk for fat black women because being fat and black is a beautiful thing. I twerk because it's as natural to me as breathing. Black women invented twerking, and twerking is part of the revolution. We've been doing it. We're gonna keep on doing it because we have and always will be the blueprint. We twerk to remind ourselves we here and we ain't going nowhere. So, in a case of optimism, I want everyone to stand up and shake some ass with me. Are y'all ready? Come on, y'all. I've been waiting for this one. All right, I'm gonna show you how to do it. Pop, 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 pop. We're going in a circle now. Hey, hey, hey. Let's go. I see y'all. Okay, you really twerking it. Come on, I want to see what you can do.
Dun, dun, dun. Showtime. Time to shine. Showtime. Yo time. Got a baby, a bad boss, waiting on my guitar.
to hit her with bandos. They cook the pop off. Give a fuck about landlord when we some outlaws. Baby, you can get Randolph, a nigga knocked off.
just projections. She's figuring out how to bottle man's obsession. Cause I see power when I see her midsection. Move!
Shit, sleep under my eyes, looking at myself in the mirror. Who's that? Who's that? Are you listening? Anyways, I'm one of a kind. Well, people like me, one of a kind. When life gives us lemons, we just take in the essence. Amy, don't look back, don't look back. Keep driving. You know what I'm saying? Leave the sourness behind you.
Keep driving.
Leave it to the streets. That's it. OTSS, only the strongest survive. Honda, baby.
Cause they under you. I wonder why you so delicious. Baby, I come roll, hits a Rizzler, Honda smoke, but we glide on the M-way. Feel it when you move your body, control your body, the back to back, baby got an eye for money, baby love a girl who golly, who move from back to back.
Step is tuning, baby, Louis V matching, hold it down, baby, we can travel around the globe, come and fly with me, like my jigga kid, they said we can get a jiggy, they know I like you. They know I like me. Would you still be a freak even when we turn 50? Still run my Zeus even when we turn 60. Would you hold it down if a judge gave me 20? Slap me 20.
One of a, one of a, one of a kind.
True Sam, one of a kind, baby.
From sunlight to moonshine, you'll always be mine. They don't understand like we do.
Wonder boy, interplay in my vicinity. We are the synergy, yeah. I see the way that you walk in the center, this thing's a little making work.
Eyes in the back, never be
slap.
Energy,
sweet,
feeling me. Wait, where you moving, it amaze me, darling. You the baddest, how can I deny it?
Yeah? Baby, 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 it can't roll it. Ooh, on the, M-A, yeah.
This sounded, I don't know, I've been messing with the levels all episode, if you couldn't tell. That was FKA Twigs. Before that we had Figgy Baby and Mother Nature. Before that we had Kate Trinata and Pharrell Williams, and before that Big Frida and Lizzo doing karaoke. And we also had Lizzo's little TED talk about twerking, or a TED twerk, as she said, a twerk talk, either or. It was Midsection by Pharrell Williams and Kate Trinata off of Bubba. Excellent album. If you haven't heard it, definitely go check it out. Ground Floor by Figgy Baby and Mother Nature, and Honda by FKA Twigs and Pa Salu, again, off of her Capri Songs mixtape, Little Bit of Cuteness. If you haven't checked that out, you really should. It's really definitely worth it. To wrap it up for this very special episode of Musish, I'm going to play an excerpt from Havaya Mighty's episode on Sway in the Morning from Sway's Universe on YouTube. It's the iconic segment, Five Fingers of Death, and she destroys it. She also has a really sexy song that came out for Valentine's Day this year. I definitely suggest you check it out, especially the video. And other than that, I hope you stay inspired, stay interested, and stay curious about our histories, about the people who came here before us, and about the people we share space with who may not share our histories. Either way, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have anything that you want me to remix, to inspire, to play on the radio, or to write a song about, email me at chronfused@gmail.com. That is chronfused@gmail.com. And I'm also all over all the socials at chronfused. And I hope you like me on those things too. Anyway, this is Havaya Mighty from Sway in the Morning doing her Five Fingers of Death. And this has been Musish with me, Cronfused. Anyway, stay inspired. Love you.
Many have tried.
I'm the best. This is just another chance for me to prove it.
But many have failed.
Give me some hip-hop.
It's the Five Fingers of Death.
I'ma tell you like I told Lauryn Hill when she came to rock. I'ma tell you like I told Rhapsody when she came to rock. I'ma tell you like I told Moo Moo Fresh when she came to rock. It don't matter what gender you are, you gotta have bar. Straight in the morning, straight 4 or 5. Let's go.
Yeah.
Abaya Mighty.
Okay. Hey. Let's get it. Abaya Mighty, nice to get acquainted. I'm a rapper and a singer, I just integrated. Talk on topics like how mom and daddy immigrated. Made the shorty, now the mother suckers imitating. I'm over it, you playing games, I think you feeling gangster. So come through like Summer Walker if you feeling anxious. Action, they want the box Roddy Rich. I give the opposite and probably not gonna soften the hit. I'm not the violent type, but lyrically the option is this. I light a fire till the body gets stiff. Then pour the right amount of arsenic in. Then start a business where we market that shit. Make sure we profit and the margin is thick, yeah. Investing is the new move. That's what they meant that Stella got a new groove. I can't swim, so I learned it on the YouTube. Get my money up and splurge it on a new pool. Yeah, that's an oxymoron, I know. I'm emotional way more than I show. Cause on the outer, there's a gorgeous allure. Inside, I think about a torturous war. Of conversations of a hairline, a grinder making fortunes or more. And crazy shows is what I'm working toward. But what about the guy that's working the door? If that's his only job, he's certainly poor. Or what the waiter making serving the floor? That's wild to think about. Man. I know niggas in the bin, I'm talking in and out. Probably a lot of noise they couldn't filter out. Yet another problem that I think about. Why I move the way I do. Man, you don't really want the smoke, I put the single out. Tell me what these niggas pissed about. All I am is everything I've been about. Told them always go your hardest when in doubt. There's a reason this the type of shit I sing about. I want my immigrant parents to get to travel home. On my dollar they raised me up in the castle dome. Hope we make it to the jet across this gravel road. It takes a village for the kids who wanna act alone. Battle zone, trying to move with my brothers within forum. Let's talk about it. Shit, this a forum. Man, I mean, I understand the feeling's foreign. But we gotta live and clip the path to rigor mortis. Been thinking more, yo, we gotta move very swift. In our togetherness, we barely sit and very lit. So hold each other high, the weaker ones get carried in. That loyalty forever, homies I'd be buried with. But yeah, just a dog skin in a chariot. Some of them other brothers wouldn't marry it. Still, I back them through the scariest. I never hand them to no terrorists. I acknowledge every error, never leave them with a terrorist. Maybe I could be your therapist. And your experience, I mirror it. So well that I could write a nigga's verses. All my demos been the realest versions. Yeah, you think you know me like I've been by. You should let me show you why I swing wide. Shit, I'm sorry, I ain't even realized, my bad. I feel you phony, but my lips tied. You moving like my little pony on the hillside. Yo, but I'm the type of bitch you tip high. Never hold my lip high. Never hesitate to tell you lick mine. On it like computer software, quick time. Some say I'm on my way to big time. Man, you can master anything you give time. Swear I'm years deep in this. I ain't relying on no feature shit. And I don't wanna be a sweeter thing. I'm trying to conquer all this leadership. Cause all they really want is leadership. Grow a little. And like the first trimester shit, I only show a little. A few years down the line, you see I glow a little. And in the present fucking day, my shit is so official. Now I talk about and focus on the social issues. And that turn up shit gets woven into. I dig up all of the emotion in you. It's like my music is a notice issue. I hope the way I think is soaking in you. And we could talk, but I ain't smoking with you. Sway.
What?
I'm hoping that they get it now. This shit is a commitment like a wedding vow. Y'all should hand me a towel for my sweaty brow. Cause I know I'm not allowed to ever let them down.
Whoa. 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 Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a go.
It's a go.
Yeah, for sure.
Green light.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love.